Praise the Lord. Message number 231. The title of the message, Watchmen, Part 44. Watchmen with Wrong Attitude and Purpose, Part 2. We will tackle in this message some examples of people that God had blessed and give them abilities and spiritual gifts and talents, and they were expected of them to be faithful and effective watchmen and watchwomen, but instead they use their abilities and the good things that the Lord gave them not in a good purpose. Before we start the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and a statement to correct, to direct your people to repent, and those who are ineffective and unfruitful due to bad and wrong attitude and wrong thought and evil desire, let the message bring edification to your church and to your people. Raise up people who are after your own heart and who are willing and diligent to observe your commands and be faithful watchmen and watchwomen to serve you. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach to those who are willing and those who are in need of this word of yours. We thank you and praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. In part one of Watchmen with Wrong Attitude and Purpose, we spoke about Balaam, and we spoke about the wife of Potiphar, and today we'll continue to speak about other examples. The third example that we will take is about Judas Iscariot. This man, he was called and appointed by the Lord to be one of his designated apostles. But he loved the money more than the Lord, and finally he was even willing to betray the Lord for the sake of money. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 14 to verse 16, we can read, "Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, 'What are you willing to give me if I handed him over to you?' So they counted out for him 30 silver coins. From then on Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over." So he was a watchman, but for a wrong purpose and wrong things. He used his abilities as watchman not to focus on the work of the Lord and maintain it being one of the apostles, but he used his talent to make money in whatever way, even if he needed to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas did not, and actually if you study the life of Judas, he did not need that money, but he consented, he accepted to do evil because he had the love of money. Today, check yourself with what we had spoken and what you have heard now. You are blessed and called by the Lord to save him. Are you using what the Lord gave you to save him, or to serve devil by feeding your love for money? Judas, as we know, that after he took the money and he was convicted that he betrayed the Lord, he did not repent, but he went and he hanged himself. And before he hanged himself, he went to the chief priest and threw the money to them. So he was not in need of that money, but he had the love of money. Allow the Holy Spirit to examine you, and if you have love of money, that it will harm you and it will deviate you from serving the Lord to serve the devil, you need to repent right now. Don't be like Judas Iscariot, whom the love of money controlled him, but control it, master it, so that this sin shall not have you, in Jesus' name. Amen. The fourth examples of watchmen with bad attitude are the believers who behave like the Pharisees behaved. The Pharisees were watching Jesus, trying to find out fault on him, to arrest him and to put him in troubles. Don't be like the Pharisees, who were fault finders. When we read the book of Mark chapter 3 verse 1 to 6, we find that how the Pharisees were watching the Lord in order to arrest him, in order to trouble him. Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus. They were looking for a reason. They were watching for a reason to accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in the front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. "Say to the man, stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. You know, it's very shameful. They were watching the Lord. They were looking for a fault to find on him, to arrest him. Fault finding and trying to trap others and complain against them are sin. And coming out of this sin, coming out of a sinful man and a sinful bad attitude and character. In the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 16 say, "These people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage." And in King James, Jude chapter 1 verse 16 say the following, "These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men persons in admiration because of advantage." You need to get rid of such bad attitude and stop watching others to trap them instead. What you need to do, get involved and start to do good things for the Lord. Don't try to find fault on others to put them down so that you will go up. That will not be helpful or beneficial to you. That will bring ruin and destruction to your life. Instead, get involved in the ministry, serve the Lord, do something good. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Don't be a fault finder, but be a doer of the word of God, and be blessed by the Lord. The fifth example that we will study is the Pharisees who followed the tradition. In Mark chapter 7 verse 1 to 8, we can read the following about the Pharisee who were watching the disciples of Jesus, how they are not following the tradition. The Pharisees were keen to check the disciples of Jesus, whether they are following the tradition or no. Many believers, they are still in the tradition of the ancestors, the culture, the customs, and they want the disciple of the Lord, or they want their tradition to be introduced into the church. That will not be possible with Christ. Let's read Mark chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, and saw some of his disciples eating food without with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teaching are but rules taught by men. You have let go the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." Here in verse 2, the key word about watchmen with bad attitude is, "saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean." The Pharisees were watching the disciples of Jesus and were accusing them because they were not following their man-made tradition. Many, they do observe and follow the tradition of men, but they are not keen to follow the word of God or the commands of the Lord. And when you face them, you know, when you speak to them, they will start to excuse and justify themselves with good but not valid reason of why they are not obeying the words of God. You know, you might be among them. You are keeping the tradition and the cultural things, but you are not observing the word of God. Do not be keeping such kind of traditional things that you had inherited from your culture or parents and from your old church or from your traditional church, and you had let go the word of God. Instead of following the word of God, you are following their tradition. You need to repent and quit all such practices and be faithful watchmen by observing and by obeying the word of God. The sixth example of a watchman with wrong attitude or attitude that does not go with the purpose and the plan of God are the disciples who did not grasp or discern what Jesus meant when he spoke to them. In Book of Luke chapter 22 verse 35 to verse 38, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples and he told them, then Jesus asked them, "When I sent you without purse, bag or sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they answered. He said to them, "But now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." The disciples said, "See, Lord, here are two swords." "That is enough," he replied. Here the Lord was was telling them. He was speaking actually about to be a good steward. He started to tell them, when I send you without prayer, did you need anything? They say no. They say nothing. We did not get need of anything because you had to provide for us as we went forward. In verse 36, he said to them, but now if you have a purse, take it and also back. He told them, no, whatever you have, you take it with you. What he's telling to them, not that literally to keep things, but be good steward of what you have. And one of the things that he mentioned is that if you have a sword also, you take it. And if you don't have sword, you go and buy. It means that you have to be well prepared, discerning, that the scripture will be fulfilled. He told them that it will be fulfilled what is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors, so that he will be facing persecution, and the disciples may be persecuted, and we may need to fight. So you need to have sword, but he does not mean literally the sword. When the disciples told him, we have here two swords, they need the sword of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. They need to handle their life with the wisdom of the Lord and according to the Word of God. Jesus, what he meant for the disciples, that they need to be good stewards of the things that are entrusted to them, so they can be prepared for the events that would pass across their lives, that they would be prepared for the events of persecution. But the disciples, they took literally what the Lord spoke without discerning or discretion of what is the purpose of what he said and what he is directing them to do. You should not be dull, but you should be discerning, not a naive person, but a wise, a shrewd person who discerns and understand what the Holy Spirit is telling him to do. The seventh example of watchmen who were not good and with a wrong attitude and purpose is the Jews who were looking for Jesus for a wrong purpose. We will read John chapter 7, verse 11 to verse 13. Now at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is that man? Verse 12, among the crowds there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, he is a good man. Others replied, no, he deceives the people. In verse 13, but no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews. Now here we have read in verse 11, the Jews were watching for him. They were asking, where is that man? Not because, you know, people, they did not really ask for him because they were believing and fully trusting him. But they were looking for Jesus to see something to amaze them, some new miracle, something he will do. He will multiply the bread, he will speak some nice message, something new. They would test him, they would check him, they will compare him with themselves. That's many people, they come to churches with that attitude. They went to see miracle, some people falling down, a new message. They will ask the pastor some question difficult. They want to see what the pastor will answer. You know, do not look to Jesus or to his church because you want to see some more miracles. If you are with such attitude, then then whatever the Lord will do in you and wonderful in your life, you will not be able to grasp it, or it will not reach the core of your heart, because your heart is not willing to believe. You need to repent of such kind of attitude and behavior. Don't be a watchman with a wrong attitude and wrong character that will not help you to be a fruitful and effective watchman for the Lord. The eighth example is, are the Jews who were watching to persecute Saul after his conversion. After Saul was converted, he started to preach. The Jews, they want to persecute him. We can read that in Acts chapter 9, verse 22 to 24. Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ. After many days had gone by, the Jews conspired to kill him. But Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. Do not persecute the Church of God and the followers of Christ. God had called you to follow him. He created you for this purpose, to serve him, to know Christ, to be part of his church, and to serve the Lord. Therefore, repent and follow him as Paul followed Christ. Don't be among those who try to trouble and cause the problems to those workers and the servant of the Lord and his church. The ninth example are the Israelites who were with Moses when God called him to meet him in the mountain. You know, when the Lord called Moses to come on the mountain and to speak to him so that the people will hear Moses speaking to God and God is speaking to Moses, so that the people will respect Moses and they will know that God is speaking to him. The Lord warned Moses and he told them, go down, tell the people not to force their way and seek to draw nearer and gaze on me. We will read Exodus chapter 19. I'll read from verse 18 to verse 25. What the Lord said to Moses. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord say unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priest and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. The Lord here is telling Moses, go down, tell the people not to break through unto the Lord to gaze, not to force themselves in order to see the Lord. God forbid the people to break through to go up and to gaze upon him. The Lord make very clear evidences that he called Moses, and Moses' servant, there was enough provided by the Lord to convince the Israelites about these facts. They saw Mount Sinai covered with smoke. They saw the smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. They saw the mountain trembling and shaking, and they hear the voice of God in answer to Moses speaking with the Lord. But the people were not allowed to gratify their vain curiosity to go and see the shape of God. Some of them probably were desiring to see some similitude or some image or photo of God, that they might know how to make an image of the Lord. The Lord also told Moses, and he told us in his word, in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 15, he say in his word, take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. So here the Lord makes it very clear that the Lord, when he spoke to Moses and spoke to the Israelites, they hear his voice. They hear it out of the middle of the fire. They did not see any image of God. That's why God does not want them to draw nearer and gaze upon him. What is the application of this? You must be aware in divine things. You must not covet to know more than God would have you to know. And he will allow you to know as much as it is good for you. You know, some people, they desire to know more things, but they are not allowed to know. A desire of forbidden knowledge was the trap and the foothold the devil used to trap Adam and Eve with the first sin. Those that would be wise above what is written and introduce themselves into those things which they have not seen need this admonition, that they break not through to gaze. It is at your peril if you break the bounds that God has set and introduce yourself upon that which he has not allowed you. Even when you are called to approach God, you must remember that he is in heaven and you upon earth, and therefore exercise reverence and godly fear. Don't force yourself upon God. Don't do things the Lord not allow you to do. Certain things, certain command, certain instruction, the Lord make boundaries clear that you cannot put your foot beyond that boundary. Why? For what? Whatever your excuse, you cannot be justified You'll fall into sin and you will be harmed. As God sent Moses to warn the people not to break it through and to get a new gaze or another gaze or closer gaze that the Lord forbid, you also, what the Lord had revealed to you, that is enough. You need to live in the fear of the Lord and exercise reverence unto Him. Now, at the conclusion of the message, check yourself now. Are you a person with a bad attitude and purpose, living with the love of money? Or are you trying to hunt and trap others and fault find on them? Are you a person who follow your own tradition and neglecting the word of God? Are you a person who is naive? You know, if you behave in a naive way, not grasping and discerning what God is telling you, reluctantly doing wrong, without willingness to correct yourself and be wise and grasp of God, you need to repent of all these things. The Lord wants you to repent, wants you to be discerning, so that you will be effective watchmen. Are you persecuting the church of God and the followers and the workers of God? You need to repent. Are you trying to cross boundaries and borders that God had not ordained for you to cross? Are you crossing boundaries that the Lord had ordained that you should not cross? You need to repent of all these things. Repentance is very much needed in your life in regards of the things that we had spoken. God gave you spiritual gifts and talents in order to serve Him and be a good example and be a good testimony and be fruitful for the Lord. For you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that the Lord had prepared in advance for you to do. Kneel down, tell Him, Lord, I repent of my sin. Thank you for your word that show me clearly my shortcoming. I repent. Oh God, I trust you that you have a good plan for me. And Lord, lead me to come out from my sin. Confess your sin to the Lord. I am willing to be changed, transformed, going on forward to save you. Lord, I pray for those who repented. Give them another chance to recover and use them, their talents, their gifts, whatever you had given them, as they are willing, use it so that your name will be glorified and your purpose in their life, in the life of your church and your people shall be accomplished. Lord, I pray, take this message and spread it and make it reach for those who are in need and those who are waiting for the word of yours. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.